All right, Rabotai, we're doing some haftarah. The haftarah, there's another sefer over there also. Do me a favor, Jaime, bring me this other sefer over there too. Bring me all the sefer. There's a sefer over there on Sukkot. That's it.
Mr. Haftarah?
It's Zechariah. We're learning the haftarah of the first day of Sukkot. Today's Erev Sukkot, Tavshin Pe Aleph. The Haftarah is a famous one, very good. It's in Zechariah, and it's in Zechariah chapter 14. The Navi Zechariah over here is giving us a window into the future, talking about the war, to end all wars, Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog are a bunch of goyim. The Malbim will understand that it's going to be the European nations, such as Esav, are going to converge with Yishmael in Yerushalayim, and there's going to be the war to end all wars. Although there has been, according to the Malbim, Gog and Magog was discussed in Yechezkel, but they didn't get to Yerushalayim. Now they're going to get to Yerushalayim, and we're going to see exactly what's going to happen. That's the precursor to the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, and obviously the emergence of Mashiach. The reason why we read it on Sukkot is because different reasons. Some say the obvious reason, as you'll see, that we're going to talk about the survivors of the Goyim who survived Gog and Magog are going to come to Jerusalem every Sukkot thereafter to celebrate Haggah Sukkot, because they're going to witness the miracles that took place. They say that this war will happen in Tishri. So therefore, if the war happens in Tishri, so therefore to commemorate the miracles that they saw in Tishri, they're going to want to serve God. So they're going to come to the holiday of Tishri, which is Sukkot time. So therefore, the war happens at this time, and therefore the Goyim are going to come to celebrate Sukkot, as well as you'll see at the end of the Haftarah. Hine yom ba lehashem. I'm sorry, Zechariah Yudalit. Okay? Hine yom ba lehashem. Vechulak shelalech bekerbech. We're going to read it, Abotai, thoroughly with the Pirush of the Malbim. So the Pasuk says, Atai yisaper ech yavo gog umagog. Unbelievable. The Goyim call it Armageddon. Bepa'am aharon al Yerushalayim, the final approach. Shaz yagia ad Yerushalayim atzma. Veze shekatuv sheyavo yom miyuhad. It's going to be a special designated day la'ashem. And then it says, v'hulak shelalech bekerbech. Ki kevar yatil lishlol shalal velaboz baz b'Yerushalayim atzma. Gog and Magog is going to start to pillage and take the spoils of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. V'chulak, meaning Gog and Magog, shelalech, your shalal, your spoils, bekirbech. What's going to happen? V'asafti et kol ha-goyim el Yerushalayim la-melchama. There's going to be a convergence of all the goyim. That Malbim says, Hashem yiten b'lev ha-goyim, she'itasfu el Yerushalayim la-melchama. All of a sudden, they're going to have a decision. War is on. And where's the location? Everybody meet in Yerushalayim. Shebacharit hayamim yitasfu b'nei Edom. B'nei Edom is going to gather lakahat et Yerushalayim miyad Yishma'elim. Unbelievable. Like you start to see today, America put the embassy in Yerushalayim in order to push away the Palestinians, in order to box them out. So already you're starting to see maybe the beginning of this concept, how America wants to have a foothold in Yerushalayim. Don't think they're Hashem Shamayim. I mean, America's interested in their own. They don't care about Israel as much as they care about themselves. Israel's only good because it protects America and the Middle East. So therefore, one day, Esav, which is America, it could be Russia, it could be others, they're going to come. Russia's already in the Middle East. You see, they're in Syria already. So they're all Russia has to do is, cross the border. America coming. Who knows how it's going to pan out? But those are the players. We see the players already. It's not going to be any new players that you never heard of. The country's already established. The Az, Tilkodahir, Rabim says the city is going to be captured. V'nashasu abatim. They're going to destroy the homes. The Hatziya Am Kivad Yatsu LaGola. Wow. And they're going to exile half the people. So it's going to be not an easy war for us. Aval lo yaspiku ligmor hadavar velegalot et kulam. They're not going to be able to exile everybody. That's what the Pasuk says. They're going to conquer the city. V'nashasu abbatim. They'll destroy some of the homes. V'nashim teshagalna. It's going to be, take advantage of the woman. The Yatsa Hatziya Ir Bagola. Half the city will be exiled. Lo Yikaret Menair. But not everybody. As she says, Lo Yiglu Kulam. Now, Rashi asks a question. Why is God going to even allow them to do that? So they can't say, "Oh, we came to serve. We came to the church of Nazareth." You came to fight. What you did over here? So that they have claims. And what does it say in the pasuk? V'yatsa Adonai v'nilham baguim ahem. Unbelievable, Rabotai. You're not going to need a war army. V'yatsa Hashem. Hashem is going to come out v'nilham baguim ahem ki yom elachamo beyom kirav. Like the day he fought Biyom Kirav. What is that day? If you look at the Targum over here says, V'yitgele Adonai v'yagiach kirabah ba'amemaya enun ki yom aghute kirav al yamad desuf. Al yamsuf. That's the... In Yamsuf we did nothing. We were passive. We couldn't fight the Egyptians. Borei Olam came down from the Shamaim and fought the war. So it's going to be like the Yom Kirav, like the miracles that happened already at Yam Suf. And what's going to happen? Unbelievable story, Rabotai. Now we learn how all the Ge'ula is going to start from Mount of Olives, Har HaZetim. Ve'amdu ragla bayom ahu al Har HaZetim. Kivyachol, Borei Olam is going to put his leg down. Of course, it's a mashal. As if somebody's putting their leg down and stamping on Har HaZetim. It's going to shake the whole Har HaZetim. Asher al penei Yerushalayim, mikedem, to the east Jerusalem. Right? You hear it, East Jerusalem in the news? Here it is. Yerushalayim mikedem. Yerushalayim to the east. That's where Har HaZetim is, in East Jerusalem. V'nevka Har HaZetim, and Har HaZetim is going to crack open, it's going to split open. Mechetzio, in the middle. Mizraha bayama, to the east and to the west. And it's going to turn into a big valley. Also, you see the split, and all of a sudden, it's going to be a crater open up, and Jerusalem is going to start to become flattened all the way east to west. It's going to be, this is the new Jerusalem. God is going to set the foundation for the new Jerusalem, and it's going to expand to the east and the west. Me'od, very big. Umash hatziyah har tzafona ve'atzion negba. The mountains are going to move from north to the south. The mountains are going to be flattened as well. It's going to be a new plain area where the new Jerusalem can be built. The Malbim comes along and says that Jerusalem is going to be expanded. Some say that this area now is going to be not where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be. The Beit HaMikdash is where it is, where the Kotel is, where the mosque is. But this is going to be a new area that's going to expand and make the borders of Jerusalem a little bigger. 45 mil away from the Temple Mount. Even though Har HaZetim is not 45 mil away, or it's very close, but it's going to add areas. Okay, so all of a sudden be very, very frightening. All of a sudden the ground's going to open up. You start to see rumbling. There's a massive fault line in Har HaZetim. It's going to create a tremendous... it's not an earthquake. It's just the ground opening up. And so people are going to get scared. Obviously, some people are scared just reading it. Some people are scared already. Okay, we didn't come here to scare you, but we came to tell you what's going to happen, so you're ready. So you bring your boots. So it says over here,
have your cameras ready.
Right, v'nastem geharai, and everybody's going to run to the valley because that's the place that's split already. That's the plan. Everybody sit over here. No mask, no nothing. It's okay. Next to the rabbi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry. If I get it, at least I know who gave it to me. So it says over here, Venastem Geharai. So they're going to run. They're going to run to the valley. Why are they going to run to the valley? Because that's the safest place, because that's the place that's split already. So they're going to look where the hole is. Wherever the hole is, that's going to run to that spot over there because it can't split anymore. Venastem Geharai. Kiyagia Geharim El Atzal. Atzal is the name of a location. That means the valley is going to reach all the way to the city called Atzal, wherever that is. Venastem, you're going to run. There was another earthquake in Yerushalayim in the times of Uzziah, and over there it was a bad situation. Mordechai was punishing them, and over there it's because the Jewish people were in contempt of the Beit HaMikdash. They were making Averot. Over there they ran away also. Uba Hashem Elohai called Kedoshim Emach. And God is going to come down with all the Kiddushim. Who's the Kiddushim? The Malachim. So it's going to be a tremendous moment, Rabotai. And now what happens? The Malbim says, Abal Az, Lo Ya Ra'ash Mepnei Ketzef Hashem. In Uzziah's generation, the noise and the rumbling was because God was angry. And God's not angry anymore. Over here it says, Abal Az, here God's going to come down with the angels to protect you. Not to punish. On that day, which God willing, who knows? It's not going to be any more or. No more light. What does it mean, no more light? So the Malbim says that there's not going to be any more sunlight like we normally have. Rotzin Omar, she'az yihdal or ha-shemesh. There's not going to be any more sunlight that you used to having. Ve'yareyah, no more moonlight. Obviously, there's no sunlight, there's no moonlight. Lo yilecha or ha-shemesh le'or yomam. Da'yalecha ha-shem le'or olam. The light now is going to be a new light. It's going to be called the light of God. Ve'lo yeh b'msi'ut or gashmi. There's not going to be any more physical light. Lo or yakrut velo or kipaon. What does that mean, yakrut and kipaon? Let's say normal. Lo or a shemesh, that's called or yakar, because that's source light. That's called precious light. That's or yakrut. Velo or a yareya vekochavim, that are called, that's called in the pasuk kipaon, meaning it's secondary light because it receives it from the sun. Right? Ayedea shemesh. Ki lo yimsa or gashmi klal. Finished. And what does it say? Ve'haya yom echad hu. Yivada l'Adonai lo yom ve'lo layla. There's no yom ve'lo layla anymore. There's no sun, so obviously there's no day, no night. So it's going to be a new day. Ve'haya le'et erev ye'or. And all of a sudden, le'et erev, which is the night time, which would be sunset, it would still be or. Because this is an or ruchani that's going to happen over here.
This is pre-Mashiach?
This is it. This is Gog and Magog. Pre-Mashiach.
This is the war time.
This is the war. This is the Gog and Magog. This is going to happen over the Rabotai.
This is key.
Lo yom velo laila. The Malbim says, Shishmot yom velaila yikri'u mitzad ha'arat ha'or. Why do you say yom velaila? Because sunrise, sunset. Aval ha'or shiye az ye'or timidi. It's going to be a spiritual light. And therefore, there's no such thing as sunlight and darkness over here. This is a big hadush over here. Le'et erev ye'or. Rabotai, to explain these pesukim over here now, the unbelievable secrets in these pesukim, le'et erev ye'or. The Gemara says that in this world, we make two berachot. Sometimes we make Atova Metiv, on good news. And Lo Aleinu Velo Alechem, sometimes they make Dayana Emet. That's on not such good news. Obviously, Dayana Emet is a hard beracha to make, that Atova Metiv. Dayana Emet basically is saying, you know what you're doing. Although we don't know what you're doing, but you know what you're doing. And we trust that it's Emet, the judgment. And it's fair and it's mercy. You make a beracha. But it says that la'atid lavot, Gemara says in Pesachim, there's only going to be one beracha, atov emetiv, and there's not going to be any more teyana emet. And the explanation is, because la'atid lavot, we're going to understand retroactively that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was atov emetiv. Now we can't say atov emetiv, because you don't see the tov, you don't see the metiv, you have to say, Emunah, Diana Emet, you know what you're doing, I trust you. The good job. But Latid Lavod, there's no need to say Diana Emet. Diana Emet means you don't know, but I trust you. Tov Emetiv, it's good. Everything's going to be clear. Olam Azeh Domeh LaHoshech. However, it says, V'ayah Le'et Erev, that time that we lived in Olam Azeh, in darkness, Le'et Erev, Ye'or. All of a sudden, there's going to be a tremendous or. That's referring to the or that's going to come down on that day of Milchemet Gog u'Magog. All of a sudden, Le'et Erev, that's the end of Olam Hazeh as we know it, and all of a sudden, Ye'or. Or means a spiritual Chazak Baruch, a spiritual clarity where you're going to start to understand. And that's why the next Pasuk comes along and starts to tell us what's going to happen. It can obviously mean, literally, there's going to be a spring of water that's going to start to sprout from Jerusalem. It's going to reach all the way to the Mediterranean. Which is a different river. It's going to keep on spreading water, which the Mekubalim understand this is referring to a Shefa Elaki. This Mayim Hayim that's going to come out is referring to a spiritual abundance that's going to come out. And therefore, in this time, we pronounce Hashem's name Adanut, although it's written Yud Kevavke. The Gemara says, "Ba'olam hazeh lo she'ani nikra ani nichtav." The kriya is one way, and the ketiva is a different way. God is written behavaya, but He's read Adanut. For the simple reason, we can only see a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Adanut. We see the Din, although Emunah, which is inside of us, is Yud Kevavke, so that we ponder it. But La'atid Lavo, there's going to be only one Shem, Yud Kevavke. You're not going to have any Adanut. That's what the next Pasuk says, V'haya Adonai le'melech al kol ha'aretz. At that point, God is going to be the king over everybody, even the Goyim. V'yom ahu yeyeh Adonai echad u'shmo echad. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be echad, there's not going to be any more the mother, the father, the Holy Ghost, the sister, Muhammad. Echad. Not going to be any more shituf. Ushmo echad. And once we have clarity, because his name is going to be one. There's not going to be any more havaya adanut. It's all going to be havaya. There's no need to have any more adanut anymore. We're going to see everything as havaya. Like it says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad. That means ushmo echad. That means the midah, Shemot means the midah, the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to seem to be one, that it's all coming from one place. So that's all going to happen when God turns on the lights. Yisov kol ha'ares ka'arava, and the whole the earth, or the land. After Hadad Zetim is going to split into two, so there's going to be a valley in between two mountains. And that valley is going to be like a plain, you know, flat land. And it's going to go from Geva, that's in South Jerusalem, ad Rimon, until a place called Rimon. That's going to be the new Jerusalem, the new borders, and the new city. And what's going to happen? Verama, Yerushalayim itself, Old Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, the place of the temple must be very high, Verama. You'll be able to see it from all vantages. They're going to do that. It's going to be a valley. So everything is going to be low. And then wherever you look, you're going to see Rama. You're going to see the high point. The Yashva Tahteha. And everybody else is going to sit underneath it. L'mish'ar bin Yamin, amekom shara rishon, giving you the location. Ad shara perim, u'migdal hananel, ad yigbeh melech. Good. That's the location. V'yashfuva, v'cherem lo ye'od. There's not going to be any more harem, which means harem is destruction. The first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It's over. And what? Rabotai. Ah, ah, ah. Oh. Yerushalayim la betach. And Yerushalayim will be la betach. And then all of a sudden, you cannot make haftarah like this, Rabotai. Vezot tiye hamagefa. And here comes the magefa. Here comes the plague. On Sukkot, the day that the president got the magefa, the day that Esav, already, the leader of Esav, the leader of Edom, comes down with the magefa, and the Torah already says, "Vezot tiye magefa asher yigof Hashem et kol ha'amim asher saveu al Yerushalayim." Not this case, obviously, but already, what are the odds that the haftarah of the first day of Sukkot talks about a magefa that God is going to bring on all these nations? It says, and everybody's going to, anybody that came onto Yerushalayim to fight it, they're going to come down with a magefa, hamek besaro, and the magefa is going to be not like the magefa of today. Hamek besaro is his body is going to start to shed; the limbs are just going to fall off. And he's going to be cognizant. He's not going to be unconscious. Enough to makna bechoren. His eyes are going to just pop out. Vushonot timak befihem, and his tongue is going to also be paralyzed or melt. All of a sudden, there's going to be great confusion. Which means what? You're going to have the Goyim. The Goyim are going to come to fight against the Jewish people. All of a sudden, God's going to put confusion in them. And instead of killing the Jews, they're going to start to kill themselves. They're going to get all bewildered, and they're going to kill each other. So it's going to be a civil war between the... Just like when we came out of Mitzrayim. The Makeh, Mitzrayim, Bebchorehim. The Bechorot ended up killing their fathers. So it says, "Vaya b'yom tiyeh mehumat Adonai rabba b'hem ve'aziku ish yad re'ehu." What's going to happen? He's going to ask his friend for help. And as he's helping him, ve'alta yado al yad re'ehu. Instead, he's going to kill him. People are not going to know what to do. Ve'gam Yehuda t'lachem b'Yerushalayim. And Yehuda means we're going to fight in Yerushalayim again. When we see this confusion, we're going to take advantage. Ve'usaf chayel kol ha'goyim saviv. Zahav v'chesef uvgadim la'rov me'od. And we're going to collect all the shalal of the goyim. We're going to take all the money. Zahav, kesef, begadim, all. V'chen tiyeh magifat asus, haperet, hagamal, v'hamor, v'chol ha'behema shiri v'machanot ha'hem. Any armies that came down with their horses and their cavalries, they're all going to come down with the magifa. Ka magifa hazot, like this magifa. So maybe Borel is giving us a little window over here. You're already starting to see the Esav's leaders are getting magefot on Hag HaSukkot. Borel is already giving us a little window. Abotai, titkonenu, hitkonen vishtonen. Be prepared for future inyanim. V'aya kol anotam kol agoyim ba'im al Yerushalayim. Survivors of this are going to see what just happened over here. We never saw such a thing. They're going to see tremendous miracles. And since the war is going to happen on Sukkot, so therefore they're going to commemorate, they're going to say to themselves every year after that, we have to go to Yerushalayim for Sukkot. Just like we like the people like to go for Sukkot to Yerushalayim. The Goyim are going to say, we have to go. You can forget about it, exactly. They're going to have to make reservations early because the Goyim are all going to want to go bow to God in Jerusalem on Sukkot to commemorate the miracle. והיה כל הנותר מכל הגויים הבאים מירושלים, ועלו מדי שנה בשביל להשתחוות למלך השם סבאות, ולחוג את חג הסוכות. It's unbelievable. Rav Zaitchik says, what do you mean לחוג? They're not obligated to keep חג הסוכות. מה זה לחוג את חג הסוכות? So he says, you're right, they're not obligated, but after they saw such a revelation, you have no choice but to come in and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not obligated. Not mitzad de chiyuv. Not one of the sentiments of Ben Noah. It's mitzad. You saw such a stunning thing. They're going to have no choice but to come and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, v'hayah asher lo ya'aleh me'et mishpichot ta'aretz l'Yerushalayim l'shtavot ha'melek Hashem.
What's up? Do you think they do with them kicking the sukkah?
Yeah, that is it. Wait, Rashi, it's coming up. That is it. Unbelievable.
They're going to complain. They don't have anything.
Oh, you know everything.
I thought about it.
This is it. Some of you are not going to want to come up. They're going to see all the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to witness it. And the next year, they're still not going to subjugate themselves. So that's the first punishment. No geshem for them. Because on Sukkot, we judge for the geshem. They're not coming up for Sukkot now. Their countries are going to have drought. Ve'im mishpahat Mitzrayim lo ta'ale. Now Mitzrayim doesn't need geshem because they have the Nile. So therefore, Mitzrayim's not going to want to come up. Ve'lo ba'ab, ve'lo alehem. So he says over there, Tiyeh magefa asher yigof Hashem et ha-goyim. They're going to get the same magefa that the goyim get. Asher lo yalo l'chom get ha-chagas Sukkot. And what is that? If you look at... look at the Targum Yudhet. You have Targum in front of you? Targum Yudhet says, Ve'im malchut Mitzrayim la tipak ve'la tite la lion ve'la... I'm sorry. The Nile will not rise because they get their water from the Nile. So everybody's going to lose their water water supply. They'll lose it from the Nilos. Comes the Rav and he asks, Rabbi Zaitchik, he says, I don't understand. After you saw these miracles, how come they cannot come to Yerushalayim? He says, Ek ze sholet b'mayetzer v'yesh lem nitiyah l'chis et haboreh v'lo l'shtahavot. They're not coming ideologically. Why? So he says, Yesh Lashiv, Omnam be'emet kibar yakiru kulam. They're going to all know that there's God. Am yuhad. Yakiru ha'emet. They're going to see the emet. V'yiritzu li'kana. They're going to want to come. Ki mize peti shi'amod merahog v'lo yodeh v'lo yishtahaveh. Who's not going to come back to God when you see it? Mize mored shi'achol be'et hetgalut ha'emet when the emet is meguleh. Shlo yavo l'chogat ha'gesukot. V'lo merot zot with all that. Lo yavo. Madua. Teshuvah al kach, he says it's nokevet hadrebat and it penetrates all the way down to the stomach. Ze kohosh shel hergel. That's the koach of habit. Mikivan shetraglu anashim nehiyot kol yemen b'shkiot. Since they lived their whole life in this mistake, and that's the way they lived, they involved themselves in all physical pursuits and material pursuits and all that. And they were always choosing physicality over. That's it. They're addicted. Haselem koach ashelita lishlot. They can't overcome it. Ela misugalim nitzavot al nafsham. They cannot force themselves from the habit to go to Yerushalayim for Sukkot. Ki evrehem their blims hitchanechu larutz lemkomot avera. They used to run into averot. They can't be able to do it. Ask the guy. I know it. I can't do it. והללו ממהנים ומסרבים ללכת. הדבר הזה, אינם סובלים את אור האמת. אינם בעלים עד הלכת מהבית הקדשות. ההרגלים הרעים עשו את שלהם. The bad habits are going to do their work. בהשחטת כל מידה טובה. ולכן לא יוכלו האומות לקבל וקיים אפילו מצווה קלה כסוכה. Oh, so therefore, before we get to his end over here, he quotes the Gemara that says that רשעים אפילו הפתחו של גיהינם אינם חוזרים. And Asha, even at the footsteps of Geinam, cannot make the Shuva. They see the Emet. They see the Ruhani, they see the Eden. But it's unbelievable. The nature becomes so second nature to them, they can't break it. So it's hard to pull away from it. Gemara says in Nida, page 24, Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer, Kover meti ma'iti pa'am ha'an niftaha me'ara tahtai, ועמדתי בגלגל אנוש של מת על חותמי. כשעזד לאור עמדתי, אין של אב שלום הייתה. So one time there was a kovel metim guy with the Havra Kadisha, and he's digging, and he fell into the kever, and he fell into the eyeball of אב שלום. Okay, what's going on with this Gemara over here? So he says, כשעזרתי לאחוריי, when he came out, he says, wow, עין של אב שלום הייתה. So the Maharal says, אב שלום, שרצה לבלוע את דוד אביו, right? אבשלום wanted to swallow his father, וזה שלא בטבע, גם אחרי מותו רוצה לבלוע. Even after he's dead, כי הכוח הזה נשאר, so he's wanted to swallow the grave digger. That's it. אבשלום, you're a swallower. Finish. Doesn't matter who it is. That's a טבע. So the Maharal says, even after he was dead, when the grave digger came to him, אבשלום already suck them into the kevin. Why? That's his teva. Which means, you know the saying they say in America, people don't change. Now you have a new understanding. People don't change forever. So therefore, you think, okay, when I get to Olam Haba, then ready, I'll be a tzaddik. Too late. You have to change your nature now and put your priorities to where they are, because once the game is over, you're locked in. You're frozen at that feeling. So if your nature is wrong, don't think that somehow magical Olam Haba changes your nature to become some sort of, different person. You are what you are. And so they could see they were in the war. They saw the miracles, and they can't come. Why you can't come for Sukkot? I can't come. Can't break it. It's an amazing thing. So he says over here. Oh, he says the Gemara says in Benachot. And Rav Yonatan Eibishitz talking. There's a big machloket in the Gemara Benachot. Do the dead people know what's going on in this world or not? Remember, do the dead people know? Right. So he says, one Gemara says they know. Well, some say they don't know. So Rabbi Yonatan Eibish says, Elu ve'elu. It's
the two sisters flying around the world.
Right. Ki elu those people that left this world with a big connection to Olam Hazeh, they know what's going on in Olam Hazeh. But those people that lived in Olam Hazeh, that couldn't care about Olam Hazeh, when they get to Olam Hazeh, they're not going to know about Olam Hazeh. It all depends what you're focused. If you care about Olam Hazeh, the guy was watching the news all day long. The guy's Fox News all day long. He's a junkie. Watching the news all day long, finish. You know, Olam Haba, you're going to be interested in the news in Olam Hazeh all day long. What's going on in the news? And a guy who didn't care about the news and the newspapers, Pia Aton, he's going to go, what? He's going to be in Olam Haba. But look what's going on. Who cares? I didn't care when I was there. I didn't care what's going on. But I'm going to care about it when Olam Haba. That's how we wrote that Eibishitz answers over there. So you see what? People are not going to change. If you're a news junkie in this world, you're going to be a news junkie in the next world also. What's going on? And everybody say, you fool. I can't put myself away from the TV. I can't. But you're Olam Haba already. It's too late. You shouldn't have... He's been watching Netflix in Shamayim. So he's watching movies in Shamayim. But there's Rabbi Akiva. There's Rabbi Tarfon. I can't put myself away from the TV. You shouldn't think. The guy says, listen, here in Netflix, when I get to Olam Haba, then I go to the Shi'urim. No, you're not going to change. That's all I do, Jomi. You're not going to change. If you think you're going to be a different person, now you have to change your focus. You have to change your priorities. Whatever's important to you in this world will be important to you in the next world. And if it wasn't important to you in this world, then no matter, you'll buy it. Okay, Olam Haba, Sadiq Gamut. Doesn't work that way. That's how he says over here. Lo nitan mishanot. That's how you have the time. He just leaves over. Oh, so now what happens? Zot tiye hatat mesraim v'hatat kol agoyim. They're not going to come to serve Hag HaSukkot. What's going to happen? So it says, if you look in the beginning of the Perek, Rabotai, this is for Halfon, open the beginning of the Perek, Yud Dalet. Unbelievable. So over here you have Rashi. Look at Rashi. Dibura Matil. You're looking at Rashi Dibura Matil. Tet Zayin. It Hag HaSukkot. We just read it, right? What does Tet Zayin say in the Pasuk? Vaya kol anotar mehorguim. They're going to come and celebrate Hag HaSukkot. Why Hag HaSukkot? Because that's going to be the time the war happened. They're going to commemorate it. It's the anniversary. Kemo shepirshu rabotenu b'masechet avodah zarah. Mitzvah kala yeshli. V'sukah shema. Kedi'ita b'shmata rishona davki ima. That's going to happen over there. Gogamagog. What's going to happen? We're going to come to Borei Olam. And God's going to say to the Muslim, God, give us a chance. Give us one more chance. Borei Olam says, I'll give you a chance. Mitzvah kala yeshli. Bibetke, in my repertoire. The sukkah shema. It's called sukkah. Go build a sukkah, and you'll have, here's your chance to redeem yourself. And it says, they're going to build a sukkah, and God's going to bring out a hot summer day, like the Kufat Tammuz. And they're going to leave the sukkah. And the Gemara says, you see, they couldn't do it. So Gemara says, v'hametzta'er patur. You're right, but on the way out, they're going to zing the sukkah. And therefore the Gemara says, okay, but they don't have to be mevaetet. They don't have to be mevaetet. They don't have to kick the sukkah. Although I don't know if they're actually kicking it. It could be means in their brain. In their brain, they go, exactly. Anyway, but the point is, that's the mitzvah that they can do. Now, why can't they sit in the sukkah? The Greens sit on the beach all day long, and then the kids say, hot sukkah, what happened over there? Doesn't say they have to wear a tuxedo in the sukkah. They have to put on their shorts. They have to wear formal attire. They have to put on their bathing suits. Go sit in the sukkah. The Greens sit on the beach all day long, 90 degrees. What is it? They're tanning in the beach. They're getting, like, they put the banana oil, what do you call that? The sun reflector to get the sun on them. Now all of a sudden it gets a little hot. We can't sit in the sukkah. What's the explanation? Explanation is, nobody ever says too hot to go to the beach. You go to the beach. When hot day, you go to the beach. Now hot day, you can't sit in the sukkah. Explanation is, there's a deep explanation over here. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be motzi hama menartika, but I was going to take the sun out of its shell. What's the explanation, Rabotai? So the Mikubalim learn the Sefer called Be'or Vashemesh. He says amazing. He says, what's the inyan of the mitzvah of sukkah? Mitzvah of sukkah is a tremendous mitzvah. How does it work? Boreal created the world. Obviously, the whole world is a manifestation of the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it has to be packaged. It has to be enveloped. It has to be hidden, because if the aura will be revealed, you can't handle it. You cannot... Ote or kasalma. Ote or. Boreal has to cover the or kasalma. He has to cover the or, otherwise it'd be too bright. And you would not be able to. So what do the tzaddikim do? The tzaddikim gradually have to build themselves up in order to tolerate the or. You know, you cannot have a bright light suddenly, right? You have to have gradual, a little lighter, keep on turning on the brightness. So he says, the David Hashem Uri, God is my light. When does that start? That already starts on Rosh Hashanah. Right, be'or chane de'or. We start to clean our sins. We start to get closer to Hashem. And the more you push away from the averot, the light is able to start to come in. And it's a process that takes from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it takes 40 days till Yom Kippur in order to get the lights in. Gemara comes along and says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, after Yemei Hadin, which is Yom Kippur, ready at the time of the afternoon of Yom Kippur, now Borei Olam starts to send down the or of the Hasadim, tremendous light. It's called the five Hasadim of or, and this is the or connected the five times it says in the first day of creation. Or it says or. That's already the big or. Good news is you're able to handle it now, because you went through the whole process. Now Borei Olam says you can go into the sukkah. And that's called the Anane Kavod, Siladim Hemnuta. The Neshama is able to get some, but you would not be able to go into the Sukkah without the preparation of, so it's all preparation. Without that, it would be impossible to go into the Sukkah. How can you go into the Sukkah? It's too bright. The Neshama would never handle it. So all this is up to tonight when you go into the Sukkah and you're able to manage it. Baruch Hashem. Only because I was in shul the whole day. How many times we fast this past month? And we're fasting all day, every single day. We're fasting and breathing Tehillim and so on. And we're doing Tikkunim and Mikveh every single second. So what's the explanation? Hey, you're preparing it. And every time you prepare, the light comes in. So Borei Olam says to the Goyim, Mitzvah Kala Yeshli. Why is it called Kala? The Mikubalim say that the five orot come from the Shem Yud Kevavke. So it's, as much as there's five Yud Kevavkes, each one is a revelation of another Ora Chesed. And Yud Kevavke is 26. And 26 times 5 is 130. So Kala is actually Kal, which is 130. He is not what you're thinking. He meaning five times. No, that's not what it is. Heh represents where this or comes from. The Heh in Kabbalah represents Ima, Ima Ila'a. The five orot come from the upper sefirot. So God says, okay, taz the good, no problem. Mitzvah kala yeshli. He's telling them, have a, let's see if you could tolerate it. Let's see if you could tolerate it. So what happens? Borelam is motzi hamam min adika means that's the spiritual light that we all benefit every single year. God's going to tell goyim, bravo, if you could tolerate the light of the sukkah, and when they're going to come into the sukkah, they're not going to be, not the heat. They're not going to be able to tolerate those. So what's God going to tell me? Because you didn't prepare. Because you didn't prepare. So you think you could sit in the sukkah. That's why the Jews have this mitzvah and you do not have this mitzvah. Wow. You know what it's like to have deal? I don't like to trivialize the shi'ud, as you know. In the olden days, I used to go to a movie theater. So you're sitting in darkness for an hour. Remember you used to, when you used to come out of the movie theater? Oh. You couldn't open your eyes. You couldn't open your eyes for 15 minutes. It was too... You went from... So you have to gradually, you know. First, so when the theater, they have brachma. After the movie's over, they turn on the lights, but they turn it on dim, just to acclimate, and a little more. But even so, when you went out for the first 5 minutes, you're in Zahar Gadol, the Stair Patur. That's what's going to happen to the Guim. When the Guim go into Sukkah, boom, the light's going to go on. What's going on? Go, oh, we can't. It's too much. Get us out of here. So Borei Olam's going to say, why are you mitzta'ed? How come the Jews go in the same sukkah? They're not mitzta'ed. Its explanation is why they deserve it and you don't deserve it. Because you didn't make any spiritual preparations for this mitzvah over here. B'nai Yisrael makes preparations every year before they go in the sukkah. Therefore, that's going to be the punishment. The goyim are going to be rebuked by God. You had an elul? Goyim have an elul? You have a sedichot? You have a Rosh Hashanah? What's the Rosh Hashanah? New Year's. What is it? Asrim and the Shema you have? Kirbat Elohim, you have? You don't have it. It's all scattered. So therefore, when the order comes down, you want to, why can't I handle it? You didn't make a hachana. That's the depth of that Gemara. Wow. So that's what it says over here. The Gemara says that they're going to come along and Miva'et means they're going to Miva'et. It's almost like they're going to kick themselves and say, we blew it. We weren't able to. Why are they able to tolerate it and we're not able to tolerate it? They're going to kick themselves like it. They're kicking the sukkah in the sense of saying, ah, that's our. That's why, by the way, the Mekubalim make note. Nowhere in the Torah is sukkah ever written with a vav. Nowhere. Only in the Talmud, the Torah, the Gemara writes it, samech vav chaf heh. It's a very important point to know. You won't find it anywhere. Explanation they say is because sukkah with a vav is gematria 91, which is the configuration of tushemot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The samech and the he of sukkah, it's the first letter and the last letter is 65. That's keneged adanut, and the vav chaf in the middle is keneged havaya. So sukkah is havaya adanut. What's the explanation? When the goyim go into the sukkah, that's the adanut. They're already going to get... So it's the same sukkah. And when the Jews go into the sukkah, the five havayot. So that's it. But that's why the Torah doesn't write, because it's hased. Because before Mashiach comes. Vehi b'shalem sukkah, like it says in Tehillim. B'shalem sukkah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to fill the sukkah and put the vav in, then already, that's already at the time that we're going to have. Where's that pasuk? Vahi b'shalem sukkah. Anybody know where that is in Tehillim? Ah, Hazak Baruch. Where's that pasuk? No, it's in Tehillim for sure. Anyway, find that pasuk. Because over there it tells us, Vahi b'shalem sukkah, that once more, I was going to add the vav to the word sukkah. What's the end of the pasuk? Vahi b'shalem sukkah. Um'onato b'tziyon. That's what's happening over here. God's going to come to Har Tzion, and they're going to break the mountain of Har Zeitim and build Har Zeitim. All this is going to happen. But that's B'Shalem Sukkot. You see over here, we read in the Haftarah on Shabbat Tshuva, Ki Yesharim Derechei Hashem. Tzadikim Yelchubam, Ursha'im Yekashlubam. And the Gemara says, the ways of God are Yashar. The Tzadik and the Rasha go on the same road. The Tzadik goes on the road and succeeds, and the Rasha, and that's what the Sukkah. Because they go in the same Sukkah. Sadiqim, Yelchubayim, they're going in. And the Shaim Yikash Lubam. That's, say, Bayi B'Shalem Sukkot Marato B'Yerushalayim. That when you're going to have the inyan of sukkah, it's the same sukkah. For us it's havaya, for them it's adanut. For us it's midat rahamim, for them it's midat hadin. And all that's depending on what? The preparation. So it says at the end, Bayomahu.
Ainvav.
Read the pasuk. Ainvav. Okay, beauty.
There we go.
What does it say? Ayat.
Vahi Veshalem Sukkot.
Veshalem?
Veshalem.
Veshalem.
Onato v'Sion.
Talk about it. Beautiful. When is it going to be? When is Onato v'Sion? When is God's house going to be established in Sion? When they add the vav to sukkah, which is going to be unless we have a ya'adanut for us for them. Continue, Rabotai. We finished haftarah. Unbelievable haftarah. Nice tomorrow when you read it. You're not. You say, what is this? I don't know. It's Kabbalah. I don't know what this haftarah is. I never learned Zechariah. Why'd you learn it? Why did you learn Zechariah? Why not? Why not learn it? Spend time learning Zechariah. No, I don't know. It's about something. I don't know. Magifot. So at the end of the pasuk it says, "Bayomahu." It is stunning that Magifoto mentioned in the Haftarah Sukkot, always having a Magifah, including the Li'ah. It's can't make this stuff up. How pertinent. Anyway, Bayomahu,
Gi'al Mitzilot Asus. By the way, we thought it was over in New Orleans.
Correct, it's not over. That's right. Bayomahu, Gi'al Mitzilot Asus Kodesh Lashem. Here it's mentioning these pesukim over here that the Goyim are going to take all their vessels that they use for their horses. They're going to need so much vessels to serve God, to bring korbanot, to catch blood, to do all these things. So it says, al misilot tasus. What's misilot tasus? She gives you a word over there. All different vessels that they're using the horse. Kodesh Lashem. They're going to turn it to Kodesh Lashem. That she says, v'aya sirot bebet Hashem kemizlakim lefnem izbaya. That she says, Shehem ayu ledeshen af em yu shel zav shel kesef kibizakim shel mezbeach. They're going to turn all the holy vessels into gold and silver. They're not going to use any cheap vessels anymore. Ve'aya kol sir birusha v'yehuda kodesh Hashem. Every pot in Jerusalem is going to be designated for God. There's going to be so much service in the Beit HaMikdash. Every pot that they can find, kol sir birushalayim v'yehuda kodesh. U'ba'u kol ha'sofeihim, all the worshippers are going to come. They're going to take these pots, and they're going to cook the korbanot. What does that mean? The simplex, Kanani means not a Kanani, a goy. Kanani means a soched, somebody that peddler, selling. What does it mean, veloye Kanani? That she says, lo yitztarchu l'shor. There's not going to be any more business to do. But I saw a beautiful explanation. What does it mean? V'lo yechena'ani od bebet Hashem silva od bayomahu. It's unbelievable. There's not going to be any more salesmen or soharim, business people, bebet Hashem. They say, because before Mashiach comes, what happens when a person comes to Bet HaKnesset? Bet HaKnesset is like Amazon. They come shopping. They come to the Bet Knesset, give me this, 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 I need this, I want that, parnasah, I need a house. So by the Atid level, when the order of Hashem is going to be, all that stuff was nonsense. Ve'lo yeh kena'ani od bebet Hashem seva'ot. That when a guy comes to me, he's not going to come like a salesman, trying to buy stuff. No kena'ani, trying to purchase stuff. Lo yeh kena'ani od bebet Hashem, no more kena'ani. They need to come to praise Hashem, l'shem Hashem, not without any ulterior motives. That's what the end of the pasuk means. And then she says, "En kan ani." So kanani, lo ye kanani, ani v'lashon ani. There's not going to be any more aniim. It's just going to be beracha bebet Hashem sevaot v'yemahu. Okay, go aleinu Adonai sevaot shemo. Kedosh Yisrael, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.